Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Every few years, we invent a new explanation for why our lives look the way they do. So many different ways to think about it and to look at it. So many fingers to blame, excuses to make. It's the economy, my parents, trauma. It's the timing of the whole thing. The system, it's burnout, it's misinformation, malinformation. It's a generation-wide condition no one seems to have had before just the other day. And I'm not saying this to mock anyone. I say it because explanations have become an extremely abundant natural resource. We produce them effortlessly, sustainably. We export them globally, and yet, curiously, we remain deeply dissatisfied with the results, which raises an uncomfortable possibility. We may be explaining our lives far better than we are directing them. Ooh, terrifying. Now, if you were to stop someone on the street and ask, why are you where you are? You'd most certainly get a story of some kind, and that story would have immense detail. It would be coherent and maybe even persuasive. But there's a quieter question hiding just underneath that one. It's one that we rarely ask because it doesn't flatter us nearly as much. And that question is this. Am I here primarily for what happened to me or because of what I chose to do in response? That's the question. And it's not a cruel one, but it is without question a cutting, biting, and potentially, most certainly, an honest one. And honesty, as you may have noticed, has a way of changing the temperature in any room. So, I want to say this really clearly. I'm not blaming anybody. I'm not denying trauma, hardship, pain, suffering. And I'm not arguing against being a compassionate human being. What I am doing is making an argument for authorship, for agency, because there is a meaningful difference between understanding your life and being the author of your life. And most people today are awesome. They're exceptional at narrating their lives. They can tell you what happened, why it mattered, who failed them, what should have been different. What fewer people can tell you clearly, calmly, and without defensiveness is where they still possess some leverage. And leverage is the only thing that actually changes outcomes for us. Every one of us, every human life, without exception, is shaped by two forces. Things that happened to you, and then choices that you made in response. First is unavoidable. The second is decisive. Now, modern culture spends an extraordinary, an inordinate amount of time examining that first category. We excavate, analyze, label, we contextualize it. And that's great. That's of value, but got to notice what happens when a person spends all their time there. They become extremely well-informed, but strangely immobile, because explanation on its own does not confer agency. In fact, it can quietly replace it. So there's this asymmetry that we have a tendency to resist. And it's that you're not responsible for everything that happened to you. You're responsible for what you do with what happened. So these two statements can be true at the same time. And adulthood begins when we stop treating them as competitors. What happened to you explains difficulty, but it doesn't explain direction. Direction That comes from patterns and habits. It comes from what you tolerate, from what you avoid, from what you repeat, from what you delay while telling yourself that very reasonable story. Why is it so uncomfortable to say, why am I where I am? It's unsettling because it forces a reckoning between two identities, the innocent party and the responsible author. The innocent party deserves sympathy. The responsible author must take action. Most of us, if we're honest, have been trying to live in the overlap of those two. We want absolution without inertia. We want understanding without obligation. We want grace without consequences, but life doesn't work that way. Life responds to inputs, not explanations. No one's life falls apart or comes together because of one dramatic moment. It happens the way that interest accumulates, daily, quietly, relentlessly. Your current reality is not the result of your intentions. It's the result of what your time, attention, energy, and money have been consistently funding. Because those four things never lie. They don't care about your values. They don't care about the story you're telling or your story. They only reflect what you actually do, which is why they make such unforgiving witnesses.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Recently, our company softball team lost the big game by one run. Then Dale tried to console us with the quote, "Winning isn't everything." Dale's a loser. I play to win, like early payout from Bet365. If my team goes up big, I get paid out instantly, even if they blow the lead later.
Sound familiar, Dale?
Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
So, what do you think about that? Makes you a little nervous to look inside. At least it makes me a little nervous to look inside. So I know I'm going to find some stuff. I'm going to find things that I'm not proud of, that I'm even embarrassed or even ashamed of. But we have to interrogate that reality. We have to see where we're spending too much time living in that storytelling mode versus the authorship mode. Explaining why it is that I'm where I'm at versus taking responsibility for the choices that we make. So in service of helping you to go through this exercise, because it's not helpful for me to tell you to just do stuff like this, we have to have a framework or steps to take. And I created a personal agency audit to help you to do that. And it's not to shame you. It's not to diagnose you or even to explain you. It's designed to help you answer a really, really, really important practical question. Where does agency still exist in my life right now? So this audit will do three things. It'll help separate the terrain from your choices. It will help you to force specificity when we prefer vagueness. We have to be specific about things. We're so bad at that. We're so bad at that. We just make claims without having any evidence at all. When the evidence is right in front of us, you say that you want to have a better relationship with your spouse. Well, where's the evidence? And the answer is it's either in your calendar or it's not. You say that getting out of credit card debt or saving for retirement is your biggest priority. Well, your budget's going to either confirm that or deny it. Because if you don't have any line items for those things, well, you are just on a hope trip. So it reassigns authorship where it belongs, because vague answers protect comfort and specific answers will help you to create movement. And this audit begins with a single question. If nothing in my life changed except that I kept making the same decisions I'm currently making, would my future look better or would it just be more justified? So the question is not accusatory, it's diagnosing you. If the answer is better, then keep going. If the answer is more justified, you've learned something really valuable. If the answer is I don't know, that's a signal in and of itself. So this audit will ask you to list plainly what happened to you. Not an interpretation of it, not any kind of morality play, just the cold, hard facts. And then it asks something a little harder. What did you choose to do in response? What did you tolerate? What did you avoid? What did you postpone while waiting to feel like you were ready? And this is where agency either returns or continues to hide. I talk a lot about the six key areas of life. And then the audit finally will go through family, your community, your career, personal finance, well-being, personal development, and peace of mind. And for each one, it asks a simple, dangerous question. Is my current reality here shaped mostly by circumstance or mostly by choice? Not theoretical, but in practice. So where you mark choice, you reclaim authorship. And with authorship comes obligation, but also freedom. And that's really important because the most corrosive belief a person can hold is not that life is hard, it's that nothing they do matters. So agency, it's not a personality trait, it's a stance. And the moment you adopt it, I think two really amazing things are going to happen. First, you lose the comfort of innocence and you gain the power to change direction. And that trade-off is called adulthood. So let me leave you with this. You're not behind, you're not broken, you're not uniquely cursed, but you are, whether you like it or not, participating in the creation of your life. And the question is no longer why you are where you are. The question is, what am I going to do next? Now that I know where I am holding the pen or my fingers can type and write the next part of my story. And that's what the agency audit is for. It's not to judge the past, but to reclaim your future. So you can check it out. You can find it in the notes of the episode. I won't even ask you for an email address or anything like that. You can just have it. If you like sort of the framework and the way that I talk about things, I invite you to check out my newest book. It's called The Meaningful Few, Designing a Life That Works. You can get that on Amazon. I'll link there. I'll link that in the notes as well. And then check out mymeaningfulfew.com for some additional resources that can help you get closer to the life that it is you actually want to live. And selfishly, it will help you to do your part by doing your best.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Recently, our company's softball team lost the big game by one run. Then Dale tried to console us with the quote, "Winning isn't everything." Dale's a loser. I play to win, like early payout from Bet365. If my team goes up big, I get paid out instantly, even if they blow the lead later.
Sound familiar, Dale?
Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Carvana's so easy, just a click, and we've got ourselves a car. See?
So many cars. That's a clicktastic inventory.
And check out the financing options. Payments to fit our budget. I mean, that's...
Clickonomics 101.
Delivery to our door?
Just a hop, skip, and a click away.
And bought.
No better feeling than when everything just... clicks. Buy your car today on...
Carvana.
Delivery fees may apply.